Good morning. Welcome to The River Trip, a monthly program here on KSJD. I'm your trip leader, Leanne Hill. I'm the program coordinator for Dolores River Boating Advocates, a local group of whitewater boaters who are committed to protecting the unique recreation and conservation values of the Dolores River. Today, we will be talking with two Dolores River Boating Advocates board members, Wade Hansen and Julia Anderson. Wade is the board president of Dolores River Boating Advocates and has a colorful history of boating in the Colorado River watershed. He comes from Arizona, where he spent his younger days running motorboats up into the Glen Canyon from Lee's Ferry with his granddad and before the dam. And Julia has a history of boating on the wild Ocoee in the mountains of Tennessee. So we'll hear more about their past and what brought them to the Dolores River today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thanks, Leanne.
Thanks for joining us. Well, we typically start our show with a river story. Wade, can you tell us one of your stories of boating on the Dolores River?
Yeah, I can tell you how I met the Dolores River. Before, I think first I'm going to make a slight correction in your intro. My granddad's motorboat running days up into Glen Canyon was before my right. days on this earth. But it was it's part of the family history. When I first moved here, I was starting to meet some boater types and went to the Four Corners River Sports gear swap in Durango, the annual gear swap they have, and bought for around $150, completely outfitted myself with a kayak and everything you need, except knowledge, of course. And went and pushed off with a bunch of strangers who are now mostly friends at Bradfield Bridge and swam several times that day and learned some hard lessons and made some good connections and that have turned into strong friendships. So that's my Dolores River story.
Well, that's a good introduction to the river, one I'm sure you won't forget. Well, tell us a little bit about Dolores River Boating Advocates. Why was it formed? What's the history of the organization?
Well, it wasn't in at the very ground floor, but my understanding is that Jay Loschert, your predecessor, was the conceiver of the organization, and we just he and all of us who were with him felt that our beautiful resource here in this area, the Dolores River, didn't have the voice it needed. It has a lot of users and a lot of advocates in the ways that people that it serves them to be advocates for it, but we felt that the river itself didn't have the voice it needed, and so we're trying to be that voice for the boaters and for the river itself.
The mission of Dolores River Boating Advocates is to optimize flows, restore the natural environment, and permanently protect the Dolores River for whitewater boating. So what are some of the activities that Dolores River Boating Advocates does to relate to that mission?
Well, we want to represent the boaters. We're still finding our way into that role. Obviously, like any group, boaters are diverse, have a lot of different interests and individual interests and things. And so we want to kind of be the liaison between boaters and all the other stakeholders in the area that use and need the Dolores River and appreciate it in their own way, the fishermen, the farmers, et cetera, tourists. And so that's one of our big functions, I think. And then the different ways that we do that outreach with, like, Leave No Trace workshops for the public and Riverwatch, which is a water monitoring program that comes from the state level, the DPW, and running the raft rides at the Dolores River Festival, which is a GDA event, a Greater Dolores Action event, and we help them with that by running the raft rides and doing public outreach there, giving people an introduction of what it's like to be on the moving water in a rubber boat. There's other things we do, too. I don't know how much more you want me to go into right now.
Great. Well, that's really helpful. How about some of the management planning? There are a lot of management plans along the Dolores River. We have, it starts up near RICO, so we have the Forest Service and then four different BLM management agent field offices as we travel through the West Slope and all the way into Utah. How are Dolores River Boating Advocates involved in some of those plans?
Just trying to be at the table in the different sections. I mean, unfortunately, we humans try to segment and separate everything, and only like as though the river's pieces, but it really isn't. But it is diverse, and so these different agencies come into play, and we try to be at the table representing the river's interests and boaters' interests where these different plans are coming together, such as above the dam and below the dam and below the confluence with the San Miguel and et cetera, where the main all the water management and the ecology and the fish management and policy is shaped. I'm just trying to be there at the table with that.
Great. Well, one hot topic around here is the wild and scenic suitability, and the San Juan plan was recently released. And it had, and it maintained the wild and scenic suitability for the lower Dolores River, which was first acknowledged in the 1970s studies. There's been some discussion around that. Can you tell us why it's important to maintain wild and scenic suitability on the lower Dolores River?
Well, from the beginning, from the 70s, as you said, it's been studied and found to be a valid candidate for that, and the reasons for that at that time haven't changed. They're still they're still in place now. It has a lot of wonderful things to offer a tourist and the local residents, and as far as the protections to the river and the immediate habitat to maintain those, and we there hasn't been any negative effect from it. It just keeps people honest. It keeps people at the table. It keeps all interested users and advocates for the river and for this area at the table, and it's our common denominator.
Great, thanks. Well, I hear there's a big event coming up next week, and Julia, do you want to tell us a little bit about the permit party and what that's all about?
Well, the permit party is next week, Friday, the 17th, at the Dolores River Brewery. There'll be a music and lots of information about permits, gathering permits from various rivers around. Not just, obviously we're not working with the Dolores on that, but we're four or five other rivers in the area that people can get permits for this season. And so from 6 to 8, there'll be information there from those of us with the Dolores River Boating Advocate Group. And then from 8 to 10, there'll be music provided, a $5 cover, and all the proceeds, thanks to Dolores River Brewery, are going to help support the Dolores River. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Great. That sounds like a lot of fun. Thank you so much. And we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for tuning in to the River Trip today, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the River Trip on KSJD. I have Wade Hansen and Julia Anderson of Dolores River Boating Advocates with me today. And Julia, I would love to hear about what brought you to Dolores River Boating Advocates. You've come a long way geographically, and tell us how you arrived with us.
Well, a lot of people are wondering how I ended up in Dolores, Colorado in particular. And I always point to basically it is the river. I had lived in Tucson, Arizona for 30 years and had enough of the heat, and knew that I wanted to get to the mountains and to water, because I am from East Tennessee, where there are a number of really awesome tributaries that come out of the mountains and head into the Tennessee River that I was able to make avail of during my younger years. So after living in Arizona with no water and raising kids and having no time, so I decided it was time to go somewhere where I had time to do it again. So Dolores called me. So the Dolores the town, with this incredible Dolores River going right through it, was quite a call. For me to join the Dolores River Boating Advocates, that was an obvious outreach for me when I first got into town, because I was trying to find people who cared about the river and wanted to see something happening to provide flows for boaters all the way down. So I found these guys, and they let me come in and join them, and I've had a chance to go down the Dolores now a few times. So it's been a great experience.
Great. How about you, Wade? What brought you to the organization?
I was already in love with the river and have been in the area for a few years, since 2005, and I've never really been very activist, very publicly activist, just more having private opinions about things, I guess. And so my good friend Jay, called a few of us together and rallied us a little bit, and it just felt like something I was it needed our attention, and it was going to be good for me too to be involved with that. So I stepped forward at that point.
Well, it's like Wade talked about earlier too, is that our role right now is to be at the table. There's no one else who's representing boaters on the Dolores, and if all the stakeholders are meeting and they're making decisions about the Dolores, it's pretty important to have someone there. So it's a very important organization. Sometimes we feel a bit overwhelmed by the gravity of and the difficulty of getting through things, but we need to be there. So I urge people who have a love for the river and would want to make sure that the boaters are being represented when all kinds of decisions are being made, that they, join us.
Great. How can people get involved?
Well, there's our website and a Facebook page, and the board members and other active supporters we're all, in and around the community, and you already know some of us. People already know some of us, and the initial contact point that makes the most sense is the website or the Facebook page, and we're happy to take it up from there.
They could also show up for the permit party on next week on Friday.
Yep. Yep.
At the Dolores River Brewery. That'd be a great way and be meeting all of us, and be glad to have you join our group. You don't have to be a board member to join. We have a huge mailing list that we send out newsletters to make sure that everyone's up on what the latest things are and what the latest meetings are, and can you come and help us? And there's river cleanup, and there's Leave No Trace, and we've got a program going on in the schools. Can you join us? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? So there's lots of places for people to contribute. They don't have to be a board member to do that.
Yep. That's great. There are opportunities for outreach and education. I know that's something that the Dolores River Boating Advocates have been involved in since the beginning. And another item that is of interest to boaters is the Slick Rock River Gauge. Though I think it's important to note that that's not just for boating. It has a lot of purposes. It helps assess habitat flows for native fish and for the ecology down there. How have you all been involved in the Slick Rock River Gauge, and what's the plan for that?
Well, it's been funded from a single source for a while, and all of the people who use and appreciate the having river monitoring sites such as Slick Rock we have an interest in it staying operational, and it costs money to keep it operational, and so we're going to chip in at a larger level than we ever have before to keep it going, and we are advocating any place where people will listen to us that the funding support for that needs to be diversified in order for it to continue. Basically, it's $16,000 a year, I think, ish,
yeah,
to keep that going.
Like that, it's a
chunk of money, and that money needs to be split up between all the people who are interested in having it going, and everyone benefits basically from being able to monitor the river levels and the snow melt rate and how much of it's making it downstream from the dam, et cetera. So.
Great. Well, and the Slick Rock River Gauge, of course, is downstream, but I wanted to move upstream a little bit. The Dolores River Boating Advocates was formerly called Lower Dolores Boating Advocates. Can you tell us a little bit about the name change?
Initially, we voted on it. We talked about it and voted on it and came up with that. And it's interesting. We all in this area think of the Lower Dolores as being anything below the dam. And within a few months of our formation, a few of us went up to an event, a big public river and public lands advocacy event up in Grand Junction, and we learned up there that people outside of our immediate area have a completely different reference point. They think of everything, they just have a different reference point. The dam doesn't mean anything to them in other parts of the, and so it was misleading. We'd had to continually explain it to people, and we also came to realize during that time that we didn't want to hem ourselves into just being advocating for some part of the river, because it isn't just it's not something you can cut up. If you cut up a snake, it dies. You can't do that. It has to be kept or at least thought of as a single intact entity. So we decided that we needed to be more appropriate with our name, and we changed it to the Dolores River Boating Advocates.
And you, as an organization, Dolores River Boating Advocates also has interest in this stretch above the town of Dolores. What are some of the activities up there that
Absolutely.
You're focusing on?
Yep. I mean, it's the only truly wild stretch of the river now. And it's used a lot by local people and the townspeople and the fishermen. And we're working on some public boater access up there that's not as sketchy as some of the currently used stuff. We're working on private landowner relations with people who live along the river and have their own needs, their own agricultural needs and things that sometimes run, that contradict boating needs. And so we're working with those people to try to find the best solutions possible.
Great. Well, I appreciate the work that you're both doing and the organization is doing. And I think we're going to wrap up here, but maybe give us one piece of 2014, what you're looking forward to in the year to come for Dolores River Boating Advocates. Julia.
Well, I'm hoping that our presence at the table with all the different organizations will become even, very pronounced. Also that we can do outreach for the locals. I personally really think a lot about the kids because I was raised in an area where there was a river that was highly controlled, and I never really got to see the river until I was a young adult, and then I realized what an incredible value it was. And I think that's something that we have to get across to the youth in this area, of this incredible canyon downriver. It is unbelievable. And they may not even really think much about it because they haven't really seen it as a live, viable, boatable river.
Great. Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to the year to come, and I appreciate you both joining us today on the river trip. To learn more about Dolores River Boating Advocates and issues involving the Dolores River, please visit our website at www.dolorisriverboating.org. And please join Dolores River Boating Advocates next Friday, January 17th, at the Permit Party at Dolores River Brewery, starting at 6 o'clock, with permit applications and information and river and music starting at 8. Thanks so much.